blessed is our God, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Glory to thee, our God, glory to thee, O heavenly King, the comforter of the Spirit of truth, who art not placed and fillest all things, treasure of blessings and giver of life, come and abide in us and cleanse us from every impurity, and save our souls, O good and long.
Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Holy God, holy mighty, holy Lord, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Master, pardon our iniquities. Holy God, forgive our iniquities for thy name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Ya Rabbi Raham, Ya Rabbi Raham, Ya Rabbi Raham. Kiriya Laysam, Kiriya Laysam, Kiriya Laysam. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. المجد لله والابن والروح القدس الان وكل وان الى دهر الداهرين امين. هلم نسجد ونركع لملكنا وجهنا. هلم نسجد ونركع للمسيح ملكنا واياهما. هلم نسجد ونركع للمسيح هذا هو ملكنا واياهما. لما دعوت استجبت لي يا اله بربي في الحزن فرجت عني ترحف علي واستمع الى صلاتي يا بني البشر الى متى انتم تقيدوا قلوب لماذا تحبون الباطل وتكتبون الكذب فاعلموا ان الرب قد عظم باره والذي تخونونه في قلوبكم تندموا عليه في مضاجعكم كرروا ذبيحه البر وتوكلوا على الرب كثيرون يقولون من يرنا الخير قد ابتسم علينا نور وجهك يا رب منحت قلبي سرورا بامتداد الحنطه والخمر وازدياد الشهوه وبالسلام اركض انا لانك انت يا رب واسكنتني.
O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger, neither chasten me in thy wrath. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. Heal me, O Lord, when my bones are troubled, and my soul is greatly. But thou, O Lord, hold on. Turn to me again, O Lord, deliver my soul. Save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is none that is mindful of thee, and in Hades who will confess thee. I told in my soul, every night I will wash my bed, with tears will I wash my couch. Through the wrath is mine, I have become troubled. I have grown old among all my enemies. Depart from me, all ye that work vanity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord hath received my prayer. Let all mine enemies be greatly put to shame and be troubled. Let them be turned back, and speedily be greatly put to shame.
Levanta your rest and send me back, Levanta. Levanta to work with the family. Levanta offer Christian mercy. Let all Jacques come to the harmony. Levanta is the Sahabu Valley. All the most talented is the work of the day. And the Rhine is it. And the Nanum of the month. And the Sahabu of the Holy Valley. ويبتهج محب جميل إذا أنا زلل أما أنا فعلى رحمتك أتوكل قلبي يبتهج بطلبك ويبتهج الرب المحسن إلا لي وأسبح اسم الرب المتعالي أنظر واستمع لي أيها الرب إلهي وأبرع عيني لأن أنا نومة الموت Let me never be put to shame, nor let my enemies laugh at me scorn. Let none that wait on thee be put to shame. Let them be ashamed that thou lawless without a cause. Make thy ways, O Lord, known unto me, and teach me my paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art my God, my Savior. For on thee have I waited all day long. Remember thy compassions, O Lord, and thy mercies, for they are from everlasting. The sins of my youth and my ignorance remember not. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for the sake of thy goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is thy Lord. Therefore will he set a law for them that sin in the way. He will guide the meek in judgment. He will teach the meek his ways. All the ways of the Lord are mercy and truth unto them that seek after their covenant and his testimonies. For the sake of thy name, O Lord, be gracious unto my sin, for it is great. Who is the man that feareth the Lord? He will set him along in the way which he has chosen. His soul shall dwell among good things, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The Lord is the strength of them that fear him, and his covenant shall be manifested unto them. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he it is that will draw my feet from the snare. Look upon me and have mercy upon me, for I am only begotten and poor. The afflictions of my heart are multiplied. Bring me out from my necessities. Behold my loneliness and my soul. Forgive all my sins. Look upon my enemies, for they are multiplied, and with an unjust hatred have they hated me. Keep my soul, rescue me. Let them not be put to shame, for I have hope in thee. The innocent and the upright have been done to me, for I have waited on thee, O Lord. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all his afflictions.
عليك يا رب توكلت فلا أخزى إلى الأبد. بعدلك نجني وانقذني. أمن إلي أدرك. أنقذني سريعا. كن إلي إلها ناصرا وبيت ملجأي. لتخلصني فإنك أنت قوتي وملجأي. من أجل اسمك تهديني وتعولني. أنت تخرجني من هذا الفخ الذي أخوها لي. لأنك أنت يا رب هو ناصري. في يديك أستودع روحي. لقد ابتليتني أيها الرب إلى الحق. أنت أبغضت الذين يحتفظون بالأباطيل مجانا. أما أنا فعلى ربي توكلت. أنا أفرح وأتهلى برحمتك لأنك نظرت إلى بؤسي وخلصت من الشدائد نفسي. لم تحبسني في أيدي الأعداء. أنت أقمت بالسعى رجلي. ارحمني يا رب فإني حزين. انزعجت كالغيظ غير عيناي ونفسي وأحشائي. لأن حياتي قد فنيت بالأوجاع وأعوام الزفرات. ضعفت من البؤس قوتي واضطربت عظامي. صرت عارا بين جميع أعدائي وأي عار من جيراني. وفزع من معارفي والذين رأوني خارجا هربوا مني. نسيت كميت من القلب. صرت كالإناء الصائع. سمعت الملم من كثيرين ممن يسكنون حولي. عند اجتماعهم جميعا علي تآمروا على أخذ نفسي. أما أنا فعليك توكلت يا رب. كنت أنك أنت إلهي في يديك مصيري. نجني من يد أعدائي ومن مضطهديك. أضئ بوجهك علي عبدك. خلصني برحمتك يا رب. لا أحزن فإني دعوتك ليحز الكفرة وليحبطوا إلى الجحيم. تخلص الشفاه الغاشة الناطقة بالإثم على الصديق بكبرياء واحتقار. يا للغزال بصلاحك الذي أدخلته للذين يخافونك يا رب وأتممته للمتكلين عليك تجاه بني البشر. إنك تسترهم بستر وجهك من مشاغبة الناس. تضللهم في مظلة من أرزاق المخاصمين. تبارك الرب الذي جعل رحمته مدينة حصينة تثير الأعجاب. أنا كنت في ذهولي إني نبثت من أمام عيني. لذلك استمعت إلى صوت تضرعي. حينما طلبت إليك أحب الرب يتجاوز لأن الرب يبتغي الحق ويجازي الذين يعملون الأنبياء بإفراط تشجعوا. وارتجدت قلوبكم يا جميع المتكلين على الرب.
He therefore of the help of the Most High shall cry to the shelter of the God of heaven. He shall say unto the shelter of the God of heaven. He shall say unto the Lord, Thou art my helper and my refuge. He is my God, and I will hope in him. For he shall deliver thee from the snare of the hunter and from every trojan word. With his shoulder shall he overshadow thee, and under his wing shall thou have hope. For the shield will his truth encompass thee. Thou shalt not be afraid with the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Nor for the thing that walketh in darkness, nor for the mishap and demon of noonday. A thousand shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. But unto thee shall it not come nigh. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold, and thou shalt see the reward of sinners.
For thou, O Lord, art my hope, thou madest the Most High thy refuge. No evil shall come nigh thee, and no spirit shall draw nigh unto thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. On their hands shall they bear thee up, lest at every time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Upon the ass of the bowels shalt thou tread, and thou shalt trample upon the lion and dragon. For he hath set his hope on thee, and I will deliver him. I will shelter him because he hath known my name. He shall cry unto me, and I will hearken unto him. I am with him in affliction, and I will rescue him and glorify him. With length of days will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Both now and ever, ages of ages, amen. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Alleluia, 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 glory to thee, O God. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Both now and ever, ages of ages, amen.
One of the hallmarks of Orthodox worship is the use of our bodies, especially during the Lenten season, this great fast. We use our bodies a lot. In this service, and there's a hymn coming up right now, a part of the use is bowing, which is like this. Part of it is a prostration when we kneel down, like during the prayer of St. Catherine. So please do whatever you're physically able to do. I have a rough time nowadays getting all the way down because of my knee. But the point is that we use our bodies in the worship. This is a really an important part. I know it's harder when we have pews. So if you want to just slide out of the pew, and you can do whatever you need to do. God bless
you. God is with us. Understand all ye nations and submit yourselves.
Are you one?
the night may be sinless. Grant this to me, O Savior, and save me.
Oh, المشيئة كما في السماء كذلك على الأرض. خبزنا الجوهري أعطنا اليوم واترك لنا ما علينا كما نترك نحن لمن لنا عليه ولا تدخلنا في التجربة لكن نجنا من الشرير.
Son of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen. Light in thy eyes, O Christ God, that I sleep not unto death, as my enemies say, I have prevailed over
him.
Sinners, O all revered one, for merciful and mighty to save is he who graciously deigned to suffer for us.
Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, من كل سهم يطير في النهار. نجنا من كل أمر يسلك في الظلم. وتقبل ورفعي فينا ذبيحة المسائل. وأحلنا أن نجد مسافة الليل بلا عين. غير مجربين من المساوئ. وانقذنا من كل اضطراب وجزع يسير لنا من الشياطين. وهب نفوسنا تفشحا وافكارنا اهتماما للفحص بدينونتك العادله المرهبه. سمن اجسادنا بالعرش وانك اعضائنا التي اعلى الارض لكي نكون مستمرين في هدوء النوم ايضا بتامل احكامك. ابعد عنا كل تخيل رديء وشهوه طارئه. واقمنا في وقت الصلاه ثابتين في الايمان وناجحين في الوصايات بمصرة وصلاح الفتى الوحيد الذي أنت معه مبارك مع روحك الكلي قدسه الصالح والمحيي الآن وكل أوان وإلى دهر الدائم آمين.
O come, let us worship and fall down before God our King. O come, let us worship and fall down before Christ our King and our God. O come, let us worship and fall down before the very Christ our King and our God. Have mercy on me, O God, according to thy great mercy. And according to the multitude of thy compassions, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my iniquity, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and done this evil before thee, that thou mightest be justified in thy words, and prevail with thou art judged. For behold, thou hast conceived in iniquities, and in sin did my mother bear me. For behold, thou hast loved truth. The hidden and secret things of thy wisdom has thou made manifest unto me. Thou shalt sprinkle me with hyssop, and I shall be made clean. Thou shalt wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Thou shalt make me to hear joy and gladness. The bones that be humble, they shall rejoice. Turn thy face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart of God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and with thy governing spirit establish me. I shall teach transgressors thy ways, the the anguish which have been unto me. Deliver me from the guiltiness of wrath and out of my salvation. My tongue shall rejoice in thy righteousness. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. For if thou hast defied sacrifice, I am given it. Withhold thou not, and thou shalt not be pleased. A sacrifice unto God is a humble spirit. A heart that is broken and humble, God will not despise. Do good, O Lord, and thy good pleasure unto Zion. And let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then shall thou be pleased with the sacrifice of righteousness, with affliction, and hope and offerings. Then shall the outworkers abound in all the earth.
يا رب استمع صلاتي ولادخل عليك صلاتي لا تصرف وجهك عني أمل إلي ربك في أي يوم أحسن استجب لي سريعا يا ولادي لأن أيامي قد خنيت كالدخان وعظامي جفت كالركوب دويت كالعشب ويبسى قلبي لأني سهرت عن أكل خبزي من صوت أنيني لصق عظمي بلحمي شابحت فوق البرية صرت كالبومة في الخردة تولاني الأرق وأنسيت كالعصفور المعتزل على السطح أعدائي عيروني طول النهار والذين كانوا يمدحوني تحالفوا علي لأني أكلت الرمان مثل الخبز ومزجت شرابي بدموع بداعي غضبك وصفك فإنك رفعتني ثم طرحتني أيامي كفأت مثل الظل وأنا ذويت مثل العشب أما أنت فيا رب تبقى إلى الأبد وذكرك إلى جيل فجيل وستنهض وترأى في صهيون فقد حان أن ترأت بها والميقات قد حضر لأن عبيدك سلوا بحجارتها وحنوا إلى ترابها وتخشى الأمم اسمك يا رب كل الملوك مجدك لأن الرب سيد صهيون ويدخل في مجده نظر إلى صلاة المتواضعين ولم يهمل طلبتهم فليكتب بهذا الجيل الآخر والشعب الذي يخلق يسبح الرب لأنه تطلع من علو قدسه الرب من السماء على الأرض أشرق ليسمع أنين المعتقلين ويفك أبناء النائتين لكي يحدث باسم الرب في صهيون ويحدث في أورشليم إن سمع الشعوب والملوك جميعا لكي يعبدوا الرب قال الشعب بما تبقى له من قوة اكشف لي يا رب ما تبقى من عمري لا تقبضني في نصف أيامي فإن صديك إلى جيل الأجيال يا رب في البدء أنت أسست الأرض والسماوات هي صنع يديك فهل يثنين وأما أنت فتضفى وكلهم يبرين في الثوب وقد فيهنك بداء فيتبدل أما أنت فتضفى كما أنت وسلوك لن تفنى أبناء عبيدك يسكنون الأرض وذريتهم تستقيم إلى الأبد
O Lord Almighty, thou God of our fathers of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and of their righteous seed, who has made heaven and earth with all the array thereof, who hath bound the sea by the word of thy command, who hast shut up the deep and sealed it by thy fearful and glorious name, whom all things fear, yea, and before whose power they tremble, for the majesty of thy glory cannot be borne, and the anger of thy threatening towards sinners is intolerable, and yet thy merciful promise is immeasurable and unsearchable. For thou art the Lord Most High, of great compassion, long-suffering, abundant in mercy, and repentest of the evils against me. Thou, O Lord, according to thy great goodness, hast promised repentance and forgiveness to them that have sinned against thee. And of thy infinite mercies is appointed repentance unto sinners, that they may be saved. Thou therefore, O Lord of hosts, hast not appointed repentance to the just, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, who have not sinned against thee, but thou hast appointed repentance unto me, who am a sinner, for my sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. My transgressions, O Lord, are multiplied, my transgressions are multiplied, and I am not worthy to behold and look under the height of heaven for the multitude of mine iniquities. I am bowed down with many iron bands, so that I cannot lift up my head by reason of my sins. Neither have I any respite, for I have provoked thy wrath and done that which is evil before thee. I did not thy will, neither kept I thy commandments. I have set up abomination and multiplied detestable things. Now therefore, I bow the knee of my heart, beseeching thee for grace, I have sinned, O Lord, I have sinned, and I acknowledge my iniquities, but I humbly beseech thee, forgive me. O Lord, forgive me, and destroy me not with mine iniquities. Be not angry with me forever, by reserving my evils for me. Neither condemn me to the lower parts of the earth, for thou, O Lord, art the God of them that repent, and in me will thou show all thy goodness. For thou wilt save me that am unworthy according to thy great mercy, and I will praise thee henceforth all the days of my life, for all the powers of heaven hymn thee, and thine is the glory unto ages of ages.
يا
عن العبادة ليخزى ويحذر الذين يطلبون نفسه ليرتد إلى الوراء ويحذر الذين يبتغون إلى الشر ليعرف الدين خازين قائلون لي نعما نعما وليبتهج ويفرح بك جميع الذين يلتمسون ثواب الله وليكن في كل حين من الذين يحبون خلاصه ليتعظم الرب أما أنا فمسكين وفقير اللهم أعني معيني ومنقذي أنت يا رب فلا تبطل
And enter down into judgment with thy servant, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. For the enemy has persecuted my soul, he has humbled my life down to the earth. He has sat me in darkness as those that have been long dead, and my spirit within me has become despondent. Within me my heart is troubled. I remember thee of old, I meditate on all thy works, I ponder on all thy creations of thy hands. I stretch forth my hands unto thee, my soul thirsts after thee like a waterless land. Quickly hear me, O Lord, my spirit hath fainted away. Turn not thy face away from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. Cause me to hear thy mercy in the morning, for in thee have I put my hope. Cause me to know, O Lord, the way wherein I shall walk, for unto thee have I lifted up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, and to thee have I fled for refuge. Teach me to be thy will, for thou art my God. As thy spirit shall lead me in the land of uprightness, for thy namesake, O Lord, shall thou quicken me. In thy righteousness shall thou bring my soul out of affliction, and in thy mercy shall thou utterly destroy my enemies. And thou shalt cut off all that that have afflicted my soul, for I am thy servant.
المجد لله في العلا وعلى الأرض السلام وفي الناس المصير نسبحك مباركا نسجد لك ممجدا نشكرك لأجل عظيم جلال مجدك أيها الرب الملك إله السماء الآن طاقة الكل أيها الرب الابن الوحيد يسوع المسيح ويا روح القدس أيها الرب الإله يا حمل الله العلم الآن يا رافع خطايا العالم ارحمنا يا رب وراحة خطايا العالم تقبل تضرعنا ايها الجالس عن يمين الاب وارحمنا لانك انت وحدك القدوس انت وحدك الرب يسوع المسيح في اجل الله الاب امين في كل يوم نباركك ونسبح اسمك الى الابد والى ابد الابد يا رب ملجا كنت لنا في جيل وجيل أنا أقول يا رب ارحمني واشفي نفسي لأني قد أخطأت إليك يا رب إليك لجأت فعلمني أن أعمل إضافة لأنك أنت هو إلهي لأن انتظرك هي عين الحياة وبنورك معاي النور فاقصد رحمتك على الذين يعرفونك أحلك يا رب أن أخطأ في هذه الليلة من غير خطيئة مبارك أنت يا رب إله أبانا ومسبحا ومسجدا اسمك الى الابد امين لتكن يا رب رحمتك علينا كمثل اتكالنا عليك مبارك انت يا رب عقيم وصالح مبارك انت يا سيد فهمني حقوقك مبارك انت يا قدوس امرني بعدلك يا رب رحمتك الى الابد وعن اعمال يديك لا تغفر لك يا ابن المسيح لك يا ابن التسليم لك يجب المجد أيها الآب والابن والروح القدس الآن وكل عالم إلى بحر الدائرين
آمين. The first of four parts of the great canon of repentance by St. Andrew the Priest, which is the other sheet that you pick up.
Yes, my helper and protector, and hath become my salvation. This is my God and I will glorify him, the God of my fathers, and I will exalt him, for gloriously has he been glorified. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Where shall I begin to weep for the actions of my wretched life? What first fruit shall I offer, O Christ, in this my lamentation? But in thy compassion, grant me forgiveness of sins.
Have mercy on me, O Lord,
have mercy on me.
Come, wretched soul, with thy flesh to the Creator of all. Make confession to him and abstain henceforth from thy past brutishness. and offer to God tears of repentance.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I have rivaled in transgression Adam, the firstborn man, and I have found myself stripped naked of God, of the eternal kingdom and its joy, because of my sin.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Woe to thee, miserable soul, how like thou art to the first Eve, for thou hast looked in wickedness and was grievously wounded. Thou hast touched the tree and rashly tasted the deceptive food.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Instead of the visible Eve, I have the Eve of the mind, the passionate thought in my flesh, showing me what seems sweet, yet whenever I taste from it, I find it bitter.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Adam was justly banished from Eden because he disobeyed one commandment of thine, O Savior. What then shall I suffer? For I am always rejecting thy words of light. Trinity beyond all beings, worshipped in unity, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and in thy compassion grant me tears of compunction. O Theotokos, the hope and protection of those who sing thy praises, take from me the heavy yoke of sin, and, pure lady, accept me in repentance. Attend, O heaven, and I shall speak. Give ear, O earth, to the voice of one who repents before God and sings his praise.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Look upon me, God, my Savior, with thy merciful eye, and accept my fervent confession. More than all men, I have sinned. I alone have sinned against thee. But as God, take pity on thy creation, O Savior.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
With my lustful desires I have formed within myself the deformity of the passions and disfigured the beauty of my mind.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I am surrounded by the storm of sin, O compassionate Lord. But stretch out thine hand to me, as once thou hadst to Peter.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I have stained the garment of my flesh, O Savior, and defiled that which was made in thine image and likeness.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
With the lusts of passion I have darkened the beauty of my soul, and turn my whole mind entirely into dark.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I have torn the first garment that the Creator wove for me in the beginning, and now I lie naked.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I have clothed myself in the torn coat that the serpent wove for me by his counsel, and I am ashamed.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I offer to thee, O merciful Lord, the tears of the harlot. Take pity on me, O Savior, in thy compassion.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
I looked upon the beauty of the tree, and my mind was deceived. And now I lie naked and ashamed.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
All the ruling passions have plowed upon my back, making long furrows of wickedness.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I sing thy praises, one in three persons, God of all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. O Theotokos, undefiled, Virgin alone, worthy of all praise, intercede fervently for our salvation. The Lord once rained down fire from heaven and consumed the land of Sodom.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
O my soul, flee like Lot to the mountain and take refuge in Zoar before it is too late.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Flee from the flames, my soul. Flee from the burning heat of Sodom. Flee from destruction by the fire of God.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
I alone have sinned against thee. I have sinned more than all men. Reject me not, O Christ, my Savior.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Thou art the good shepherd. Seek me, the lamb that is strayed, and do not forget me.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Thou art my beloved Jesus, thou art my Creator, in thee shall I be justified, O Savior.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
I confess to thee, O Savior, and I have sinned against thee without measure, but in thy compassion, absolve and forgive me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
O God, Trinity in unity, save us from error and temptation and distress.
Now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Hail, O womb that held God. Hail, throne of the Lord. Hail, Mother of our judge, despise not thy works, forsake not thy creation. I have sinned as a man, I alone more than any other man, O thou who lovest mankind. But as Lord of all, thou hast the power to pardon sin.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
The end draws near, my soul, the end draws near, yet thou dost not care or make ready. The time grows short, rise up, the judge is at the door. The days of our life pass swiftly, as a dream, as a flower. Why do we trouble ourselves in vain?
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Awake, my soul, consider the actions which thou hast done. Set them before thine eyes, and let the drops of thy tears fall. With boldness tell Christ of thy deeds and thoughts, and so be justified.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
No sin has there been in life, no evil deed, no wickedness, that I have not committed, O Savior. I have sinned as no one ever before, in mind, word, and intent, in disposition, thought, and act. For this I am condemned in my misery. For this I am convicted by the verdict of my own conscience, which is more compelling than all else in the world. O my judge and redeemer, who knows my heart, spare and deliver and save me in my wretchedness.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
The ladder which the great patriarch Jacob saw of old is an example, O my soul, of approach through action and of ascent in knowledge. If then thou dost wish to live rightly in action and knowledge and contemplation, be thou made new. In privation, Jacob the patriarch endured the burning heat by day and the frost by night, making daily gains of sheep and cattle, shepherding, wrestling, and serving to win his two wives.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
By the two wives, understand action and knowledge and contemplation. Leah is action, for she had many children, and Rachel is knowledge, for she endured great toil. For without toil, O my soul, neither action nor contemplation will succeed. Undivided in essence, unconfused in persons, I confess thee as God, triune deity, one in kingship and throne, and to thee I raise the great Christ holy hymn that is sung on high. Thou givest birth and art a virgin, and in both thou remainest by nature inviolate. He who is born makes new the laws of nature, and the womb brings forth without travail. When God so wills, the natural order is overcome, for he does whatever he wishes.
From the night I see fear, behold, offer of mankind. Give me light, I pray thee, and guide me in thy commandments, and teach me, O Savior, to do thy will.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
In night have I passed all my life, for the night of sin has covered me with darkness and thick mist. But make me, O Savior, a son of the day.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
In my misery I have followed Reuben's example and have devised a wicked and unlawful plan against the Most High God, defiling my bed as he defiled his father.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
I confess to thee, O Christ, my King, I have sinned. I have sinned like the brethren of Joseph, who once sold the fruit of purity and chastity.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
As a figure of the Lord, O my soul, the righteous and gentle Joseph was sold into bondage by his brethren, but thou hast sold thyself entirely to thy sin.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
O miserable and wicked soul, imitate the righteous and pure mind of Joseph, and do not live in wantonness, sinfully indulging in thy disordered desires. Once Joseph was cast into a pit, O Lord and Master, as a figure of thy burial and resurrection. But what offering such as this shall I ever make to thee? We glorify thee, O Trinity, the one God. Holy, holy, holy art thou, Father, Son, and Spirit, simple essence and unity, worship forever.
Amen.
O Virgin inviolate and Mother, who has not known man, from thee has God, the Creator of the ages, taken human flesh, uniting to himself the nature of man. I offer to the impurity, O Savior, the tears of mine eyes and groaning from the depths of my heart, crying, I have sinned against thee, O God, be merciful to me.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
Like Dathan and Abiram, O my soul, thou hast become a stranger to thy Lord, but from the lowest depth of hell cry out, spare me, that the earth may not open and swallow thee up. Raging as a maddened heifer, O my soul, thou art become like Ephraim, as a hart from the nets rescued then thy life, gaining wings through action and the mind's contemplation.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
O my soul, the hand of Moses shall be our assurance, proving how God can cleanse a life full of leprosy and make it white as snow. So do not despair of thyself, though thou art leprous. I am the Trinity, simple and undivided, yet divided in persons, and I am the unity by nature, one, says the Father and the Son and the Divine Spirit.
Thy
womb, poor God, for us, fashioned in our shape, O Theotokos, pray to him as the creator of all, that we may be justified through thine intercession. Sins have I progressed, and to my sores I have added wounds. But in thy compassion have mercy upon me, O God of our Father.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
The secrets of my heart have I confessed to thee, my judge. See my abasement, see my affliction, and attend to my judgment now. And in thy compassion have mercy upon me, O God of our Father.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
When Saul once lost his father's asses, in searching for them he found himself proclaimed as king. But watch, my soul, lest unknown to thyself thou prefer thine animal appetites to the kingdom of Christ. David, the forefather of God, once sinned doubly, pierced with the arrow of adultery and the spear of murder. But thou, my soul, art more gravely sick than he, for worse than any acts are the impulses of thy will.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
David once joined sin to sin, adding murder to fornication. Yet then he showed at once a twofold repentance. But thou, my soul, hast done worse things than he, yet thou hast not repented before God.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
David once composed a hymn, setting forth as in an icon the action he had done, and he condemned it, crying, have mercy upon me, for against thee only have I sinned, O God of all, do thou cleanse me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
O simple and undivided Trinity, O holy and consubstantial unity, thou art praised as light and lights, one holy and three holies. Sing, O my soul, and glorify life and life, the God of all. We praise thee, we bless thee, we venerate thee, O Mother of God, for thou hast given birth to one of the undivided Trinity, thy Son and God, and thou hast opened the heavenly places to us on earth. I have sinned, O Savior, have mercy on me. Awaken my mind and turn me back. Accept me in repentance and take pity on me as I cry. I have sinned against thee, save me. I have done evil, have mercy on me. Riding in the chariot of virtues, Elijah was lifted up to heaven, high above earthly things. Reflect, O my soul, on his ascent.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
Elisha once took up the mantle of Elijah and received a double portion of grace from the Lord. But in this grace, my soul, thou hast no share, by reason of thy greed and uncontrolled desire.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
With the mantle of Elijah, Elisha made the stream of Jordan stand still on either side. But in this grace, my soul, thou hast no share, by reason of thy greed and uncontrolled desire.
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
The Shunammite woman gladly entertained the righteous prophet, but in thy house, my soul, thou hast not welcomed stranger or traveler, and so thou shalt be cast out weeping from the bridal chamber.
Mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
O wretched soul, always thou hast imitated the unclean thoughts of Gehazi. Cast from thee, at least in thine old age, his love of money. Flee from the fire of hell, turning away from thy wickedness.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Father, without beginning, co-eternal Son, and loving Comforter of the Spirit of Righteousness, begetter of the Word of God, Word of the Eternal Father, Spirit living and creative, O Trinity in unity, have mercy on me. As from purple silk, O undefiled virgin, the spiritual robe of Emmanuel, his flesh was woven in thy womb. Therefore we honor thee as Theotokos and very true.
Conception without seed, nativity past understanding, from a mother who never knew a man, child bearing undefiled. For the birth of God makes both natures new. Therefore, as bride and mother of God, with true worship all generations magnify thee.
Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me.
My mind is wounded, my body has grown feeble, my spirit is sick, my speech has lost its power, my life is dead. The end is at the door. What shalt thou do then, miserable soul, when the judge comes to examine thy deeds?
Mercy on me, O God, mercy on me.
I have put before thee, my soul, Moses' account of the creation of the world, and after that all the recognized scriptures that tell thee the story of the righteous and the wicked. But thou, my soul, hast followed the second of these, not the first, and has sinned against God. The law is powerless, the gospel of no effect, and the whole of Scripture is ignored by thee. The prophets and all the words of the righteous are useless. Thy wounds, my soul, have been multiplied, and there is no physician to heal thee. I bring thee, O my soul, examples from the New Testament to lead thee to compunction. Follow the example of the righteous, turn away from the sinful, and through prayers and fasting, through chastity and reverence, win back Christ's mercy. Christ became man, called into repentance thieves and harlots. Repent, my soul, the door of the kingdom is already open, and Pharisees and publicans and adulterers pass through it before thee, changing their lives. Christ became man and shared in my flesh, and willingly he performed all that belongs to my nature, only without sin. He set before thee, my soul, an example and image of his condescension. Christ saved the wise men and called the shepherds. He revealed as martyrs a multitude of young children. He glorified the elder and the aged widow. But thou, my soul, hast not followed their lives and actions. Woe to thee when thou art judged. The Lord fasted 40 days in the wilderness, and at the end of them he was hungry, thus showing that he is man. Do not be dismayed, my soul, if the enemy attacks thee. Through prayer and fasting, drive him away. Let us glorify the Father, let us exalt the Son, and with faith let us worship the Spirit of God, undivided Trinity and unity in essence. Let us adore light and lights, light and lives, giving light and life to the end of the earth. Watch over thy city, O pure Mother of God, for by thee she reigns in faith, by thee she is made strong, by thee she is victorious, putting to flight every temptation, despoiling the enemy and ruling her subjects. Venerable Andrew, Father thrice blessed, Shepherd of Crete, cease not to offer prayer for us who sing thy praises, that we may be delivered from all danger and distress, from corruption and sin, who honor thy memory with faith. Thank you.
Mashiach. Come out, Samani, Kedek, Shalom. Hosanna, Jehovah, Yah, Daniel. What to put up my name? Come out, let you go out with the Nami. But I was going to have the Jehovah. Thank you, Majina, Meshavi.
The light of the kingdom, the power and the glory of the Lord, of the Son of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen.
O Lord of hosts, be with us.
saints, our intercessors, O Lord, and thy goodness pitying us, how could we have dared to praise thee, O Savior, whom the angels bless these ones be? Wherefore, O thou who knowest the secret things of the heart, spare our soul.
فإليك لجأت لأنك يا طالب الخلاص فافتقدي نفسي الضعيفة وتشفعي إلى ابنك وإلى أنا أن يعطيني القدرة عن المساوئ التي فعلتها أيتها المباركة وحدك.
Oh, holy birth giver of God, forsake me not in the years of my life. Oh, intercessor for mankind, but help me and mercy.
عليك وضعت كل رجائي يا والدة الإله فاحفظيني تحت الستر الوقاية.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Lord, have mercy on us.
Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Lord, have mercy on us.
kingdom. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Most holy day of hope, save us.
أيتها السيدة الطاهرة العذراء النقية، عروس الله العادمة العين، البريئة من الأدناس، يا من بمولدك المعجز اتحد كلمة الله بالبشر، وطبيعة جنسنا المقصى أقرنتها مع السماويين، يا رجاء من ليس لهم رجاء سواك وحدك، يا من هي معونة للمحاربين، ونصرة مستعدة للمسارعين إليها، يا ملجأ كل المسيحيين، لا تبذليني أنا الخاطئ الأثيم، المتدنس بقبيح الأفكار والأقوال والأفعال جملة ذاتي. والصائر بالعزم الخامل عبدا عاطلا وللذات العمر خادما، لكن بما انك ام للاله المحب البشر تحنني بتعطف علي انا المفرط الخاطئ، وتقبلي من شفتي الدنيستين ما اقدمه اليك من الابتهال، وبالداله الوالديه التي لك نحو ابنك ربنا وسيدنا ابتهلي اليه لكي يفتح لي جوانح محبته للبشر وتحننه وصلاحه، ويتجاوز عن هفوات التي تفوق الإحصاء، ويردني إلى التوبة، ويجعلني لوصاياه فاعلا مختبرا، واحضر عندي دائما أيتها الرحيمة الشفيقة الوادة للصلاح. أما في هذا العمر الحاضر فبحرارة الشفاعة والمعونة امنعي عني طوارق المعاندين الرديئة وأرشديني إلى الخلاص. وأما في وقت خروج نفسي الشقية فتداركيني من حولي، ولقتام مناظر الجن الأشرار أقصي عني بعيدا. وأما في يوم الدينونة الرهيب فنجيني من العقوبات المؤبدة، وأوضحيني وارثا لشرف ومجد ابنك وإلهنا الغامض وصفه الذي أفوز به بواسطتك ونصرتك، أيتها الفائقة القداسة والدة الإله سيدتي، بنعمة ابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا يسوع المسيح، ومحبته للبشر الذي يليق له كل مجد وإكرام وسجود، مع أبيه الذي لا بدء له وروحه القلي قدسه الصالح والمحيي الآن وكل آن وإلى دهر الداهرين.
آمين. And grant unto us, O Master, when we depart to sleep, repose of body and soul, and protect us from the murky sleep of sin and from all the dark pleasures of the night. Calm the impulses of passions and quench the fiery darts of evil which are craftily thrown against us. Check the turbulence of our flesh and still all earthly and material thoughts. And grant us, O God, a watchful mind, a prudent reason, a vigilant heart, a tranquil sleep free from all the fantasies of Satan. Raise us up again at the time of prayer, strengthened in thy commandments, holding steadfastly within us the remembrance of thy judgments. Grant us grace to glorify thee all through the night, that we may praise and bless and glorify thine all honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto the ages of ages.
Amen.
أيتها
المجيدة المباركة والدة الإله الدائمة البتولية، قدمي صلاتنا إلى ابنك وإلهنا متوسلة إليه لكي يخلص بك نفوسنا.
The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protection. O Holy Trinity, glory to thee.
عليك وضعت كل رجائي يا والدة الإله، فاحفظيني تحت ستر وقايتك.
And that we may be accounted worthy to hear the Holy Gospel, let us pray to the Lord our God.
Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
Wisdom, let us be attentive, let us hear the Holy Gospel. As-salam,
Lishim Yagmum. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to thee, O Lord, glory to thee.
Wisdom, the Lord said, take heed that you are not led astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Do not go after them, and when you hear of wars and tumults, do not be terrified, for this must first take place, but the end will not be at once. Then Jesus said to them, nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be great earthquakes, and in various places famines and pestilences, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. This will be a time for you to bear testimony. Settle it, therefore, in your hearts, not to mediate beforehand how to answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. You will be delivered up even by parents and brothers and kinsmen and friends, and some of you they will put to death. You will be hated by all for my name's sake, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance you will gain your souls. But when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then know that its desolation has come near. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let those who are inside the city depart, and let not those who are out in the country enter it, for these are days of vengeance to fulfill all that is written. Woe to those who are with child and to those who give suck in those days, for great distress shall be upon the earth and wrath upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be led captive among all nations, and Jerusalem will be trodden down by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and upon the earth distress of nations and perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away till all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a snare, for it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. But watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Peace be to all. Let us bow our heads unto the Lord. O Master, great and
Christ our God, through the intercession of our all-immaculate Lady, the Theotokos Sin of the Virgin Mary, by the mighty precious and life-giving cross, by the protection of the honorable body of his powers of heaven, at the supplication of the honorable, glorious prophet, forerunner and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all-laudable apostles, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, of the great martyr George the Trophy Bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of the venerable Theophanes, the confessor, who we remember on this day along with Gregory Neologos, the Pope of Rome, and the venerable Simeon, the new theologian, whose memory and of all thy saints, make our prayer acceptable.
Amen.
Grant us forgiveness of our trespasses.
Amen.
Shelter us under the shelter of thy wing.
Amen.
Drive away from us every enemy and adversary.
Amen.
Give peace to our lives. O Lord, have mercy on us and on the world and save our souls. For thou art a merciful God and lovest mankind.
Amen.
O God, gracious to me, the sinner. O God, gracious to me, the sinner. Forgive me, the sinner. Let us pray for the peace of the world.
Lord,
and for pious and Orthodox Christians.
God,
and for our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, and all our brotherhood in Christ.
Lord,
and for the civil authorities of this land.
God,
and for the welfare of our armed forces.
Lord,
and for our fathers and brethren absent from among us.
God,
and for those who hate us and those who love us.
Lord,
and for those who are kind to us and minister unto us.
Lord,
and for those who have requested our prayers unworthy though we be.
Lord,
and for the deliverance of captives.
Lord,
and for travelers by land and sea and air.
Lord,
and for those who lie in sickness.
Lord,
and let us pray also for abundance of the fruits of the earth.
Lord,
and for the soul of every Orthodox Christian.
Lord,
let us bless God-fearing leaders, Orthodox bishops, the founders of this holy church, and our parents and teachers, and all of our fathers and brethren long before us, the Orthodox who here and everywhere lie asleep in the Lord.
Lord,
let us also say for ourselves.
Lord,
forgive, O Lord, those who hate us and those who oppress us. Act kindly toward those of themselves, act kindly, and grant our brethren and all those who belong to us all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Visit those who are in infirmity and grant them healing. Direct those who are at sea. Be with those who are on land and in the air. Grant those who serve us and are merciful to us forgiveness of sins, and upon those who have asked for us to pray for them, have mercy according to thy great mercy. Remember, O Lord, those of our fathers and brethren who are in captivity, and deliver them from every adverse circumstance. Remember, O Lord, those who bear fruit and do good works in thy holy churches, and grant them all the means of salvation and of eternal life. Remember us also, thy sinful, wretched, and unworthy servants, and lead us in the way of thy commandments, through the intercession of thy all-immaculate Mother, our Lady, the Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, and of all thy saints, for thou art blessed unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Through the prayers of our holy fathers, O Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us.
If we could sit just for a moment. You win. The youngest one here.
and I'm glad you're here. And I hope you have come to lots of services during Great Lent. Maybe drag your other three sisters with you. I know it's hard for your dad because it's a tax season. Anyway, I just wanted to mention, for those that might have heard yesterday, John Solomon was in the hospital. He is in the hospital. He was supposed to be having surgery this afternoon at 2 o'clock. He's got a 2-inch tumor in his brain that they're going to be taking out. But it got postponed until tomorrow morning. So I would ask, if you don't know John, he's 94 years old. He's always got a good sense of humor. He was even smiling in the hospital when I saw him the last 2 days. So just keep him in your prayers and his wife, Woodette. We can all come forward and venerate the icon of the Theotokos and receive a blessing. Tomorrow night we have the same service with the second part of the canon, again at 6:30.